Home Study Lesson, Exodus Chapters 1 through 13, Unit 9. Preparation Material for the Home Study Teacher. Summary of Daily Home Study Lessons. The following summary of the doctrines and principles students learned as they studied Exodus Chapters 1 through 13, or Unit 9, is not intended to be taught as part of your lesson. The lesson you teach concentrates on only a few of these doctrines and principles. Follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit as you consider the needs of your students. Day 1, Exodus chapters 1 through 4. Before Moses was born, Hebrew midwives refused to obey the command of Pharaoh to kill the newborn sons of the Hebrews. From this account, students learn that as we revere God by putting His will above that of others, He will deal well with us. Day 2, Exodus chapters 5 and 6. As students studied Pharaoh's response to Moses, they learned that even when we are following the Lord's commands, we may experience opposition. They also learned that the Lord remembers and fulfills His covenants, and that He has power to redeem us from our bondage and to lighten or remove our burdens. Even though He has this power, the Lord allows us to experience difficulties so that as we experience His help during our difficulties, we can come to know Him. Day 3, Exodus 7 through 11. While studying about when the Lord commanded Moses to go back to Pharaoh, students learned that if we act in faith and obey the Lord, then He will bless us to be able to do what He asks of us. As students learned about the plagues that God sent upon Egypt, they discovered that the Lord's power is greater than the power of men and their false gods, and that the Lord allows us opportunities to soften our hearts and repent, but He will not force us to repent. Day 4, Exodus chapters 12 and 13. Students learned of the Lord's commandment for the Israelites to observe the Passover. As they studied, they discovered that through the atoning blood of Jesus Christ and obedience to His commandments, we can be delivered from physical and spiritual death. Introduction. According to prophecy, Moses was called to deliver the Lord's people from their bondage in Egypt. The Lord reassured Moses after Moses expressed his reluctance to accept this call. Suggestions for teaching. Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. The Lord speaks to Moses from a burning bush. Display the picture, Moses and the burning bush, on the board. Write on the board near the picture, who, where, what, and why. Ask students, who is this? Where is this happening? What is happening? Why is this happening? Invite students to turn to Bible photographs number 2, Mount Sinai or Horeb and the Sinai Wilderness, in the LDS edition of the Bible. Explain that this mountain is called Horeb or Mount Sinai. Explain that as they study Exodus 3, they will learn more about what happened on Mount Sinai and why. Invite several students to take turns reading Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 6 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Moses saw while on this mountain. Invite students to look at verse 2, footnote A, and notice how the Joseph Smith translation changes the phrase, angel of the Lord. Rather than an angel, who was it that appeared to Moses? The Lord. According to verse 5, why did the Lord stop Moses from coming closer? He needed to remove his shoes because he was on sacred ground. By asking Moses to remove his shoes, what did the Lord teach Moses before he could receive his message? Sacred places require us to be reverent. Showing reverence to the Lord in sacred places prepares us to draw near to Him. Speaking of the importance of reverence, President Boyd K. Packer of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles taught, quote, when we meet to learn the doctrines of the gospel, it should be in a spirit of reverence. Reverence invites revelation. End quote. Ask students to share some ways they can demonstrate their respect and reverence for God in sacred places, such as the home, a chapel, or the temple. Invite students to read Exodus chapter 3, verses 7 and 8 silently, looking for what the Lord planned to do for the children of Israel. Then invite them to read Exodus chapter 3, verse 10 silently, looking for how, or through whom, the Lord planned to deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt. According to verse 10, how did the Lord plan to answer the prayers of the children of Israel? By raising up Moses to deliver them. Help students understand that the Lord's prophets are foreordained to perform certain missions on earth. Remind them of the promises that God previously made to raise up a prophet to, quote, deliver my people out of Egypt in the days of thy bondage, end quote. Invite a student to read aloud Joseph Smith translation Genesis chapter 50 verse 29 in the Bible appendix. Ask students to follow along, looking for one of the tasks Moses was called to perform. According to this verse, what was one of the purposes of Moses' ministry? To deliver God's people out of the land of Egypt. Explain that similarities between the life of Moses and the life of Jesus Christ are interesting and instructive. Both escaped a decree of death while in their infancy. Both were called to deliver Israel. Both overcame confrontations with Satan. Both remained in exile until the kings who sought to kill them had died. Both controlled the winds and the sea. Both miraculously provided bread. Both provided life-saving water. Both were great lawgivers. Both were mediators between God and their people. Exodus chapter 3, verse 11 through chapter 4, verse 17. Moses expresses his concerns about his calling and is reassured by the Lord. Invite students to imagine they have been called by the Lord to tell an oppressive world leader who opposes the church to allow church members in his country to worship God freely. How would you feel if you were called to accomplish this mission? What would help you have courage to accept this call? Explain that Moses expressed his concerns to the Lord about his ability to deliver Israel, as the Lord had called him to do. Divide your class into groups of two or three students. Provide a copy of the following chart for each student. Do not put the italicized answers on the chart. Instruct students to study the verses listed on the chart as a group and to list each of Moses' concerns and the Lord's solutions in the boxes provided for each verse. To help students understand how to complete this activity, you may want to complete the first two boxes together as a class. Please refer to the diagram on the bottom of column 1 on page 160 and on the top of column 2 on page 160. After giving students sufficient time to fill out the chart, ask, what did the Lord tell Moses that could help someone who feels inadequate about accepting or performing a difficult calling? What are some principles and doctrines we could learn from the Lord's response to Moses' concerns? After students respond, summarize their answers by writing the following truth on the board. The Lord is with those He calls, and He gives them power to accomplish His work. To help students better understand this truth, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Thomas S. Monson. Quote, remember that this work is not yours and mine alone. It is the Lord's work, and when we are on the Lord's errand, we are entitled to the Lord's help. Remember that whom the Lord calls, the Lord qualifies. End quote. What experiences in your life have shown you that the Lord gives His servants, including you, power to accomplish His work? Exodus chapter 4, verses 18 through 31. Moses and Aaron journey to Egypt and speak to the elders of Israel. Summarize Exodus chapter 4, verses 18 through 31 by explaining that after his encounter with the Lord, Moses left Midian, met his brother Aaron, and traveled with him to Egypt. Together they told the elders of Israel all that the Lord had commanded. The children of Israel believed Moses and Aaron and worshiped the Lord. Next unit, Exodus chapters 14 through 20. Ask students to consider the following questions. What miracle did God perform to help the Israelites when they were trapped between the Red Sea and the Egyptian army? How did Moses help the armies of Joshua win a battle? What happened when Moses' raised hands became tired and started to lower? Who helped Moses? Do you know the Ten Commandments by memory and where to find them in the Scriptures? Have you ever been tempted to murmur or complain because of something you had been asked to do? explained that as they study Exodus chapters 14 through 20, they will learn about the complaints of the children of Israel after they left Egypt, and how the Lord taught them to trust Him.